Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vault. And you're with me again, your host, Lee Austin. And I have today my very special guest, and she is a counselor in the area of substance abuse, anger management, and grief. And she is Laquita Watson. And I want to welcome her to the show today. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, I am blessed and excited about being here today.
Well, I'm glad you took the time to talk with me today, because I believe this is a very important issue that needs to be discussed. And I want to offer this platform to open this up, because I want people to know about what you're doing, because mental health is very important. And I believe that we need to have more transparency with that. And so that's why I'm glad you made the time to talk with me today. And so, Laquita, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I'm Laquita Watson, and I'm a licensed chemical dependency counselor, as well as a certified anger resolution therapist, and also a grief counseling specialist. And I'm the founder and owner of Be Empowered Counseling and Educational Services. God has dropped it in my spirit. We'll be operating 3 years in November the 7th. So I'm excited about that. We'll be doing a ribbon cutting ceremony on Friday to just, just solidify what God is doing here, and let people know that we are here to stay. But my ultimate goal is to empower and restore relationships with young people and their families that struggle with criminal addictive behaviors.
All right.
I worked over in the prison system for over 17 years, and that's, I learned so much working there, to where it's like it gave me like passion to come out in the community and work with juveniles. All especially. Right. That's what I love. I love adolescents.
Yeah,
so that's pretty much, what I do here in Brazoria County.
And we were talking off air, y'all, and she has a vision, and I want her to share her vision, because let me tell you something, I'm already buying into this vision, and I believe this vision that she has for the community, for the state of Texas, for all of these at-risk youth, helping families unite and heal. Tell us a little bit about your vision, about your mentoring program, this vision that you have for that.
Actually, working with the juveniles in Brazoria County residential program and over in Warden County, I've realized that there are no mentoring programs. Mm-hmm. Even when they come out of the residential, it's like, where do they go? And their issues are with their fathers. A lot of them have issues with their fathers because they're not there, they're locked up. And there's things that I feel like that can help restore them and give them hope for the future if there was some strong men, connected to them in an aftercare program, a mentoring, where they can go fishing, or they can, just hang out with some men that can deposit some, some very, life nuggets, like something that would, kind of like what they need to know. And then also, I will also most definitely provide them some life skills, in this program. Yeah. But just connecting with the right people, getting volunteers, men and women, because we can also do that for the young ladies, too, because are girls. But it's more of the men, the young boys that are struggling, with relationships with their fathers. Mm-hmm. So that's where, I would like to have an extension of being empowered counseling services, mentoring services for juveniles or adolescents.
Okay.
High risk behaviors.
Yeah. So for those of you who are listening, your brothers, you listen to this, and she's giving a direct call right now, man. Right now, y'all, over the airwaves. A lot of times we have resources right in our own churches and communities, and so we have to answer the call. I told him, man, I'm all in with this, because I have resources. A lot of us have resources, and you don't realize you have them. You know, some of us are skilled carpenters, automotive technicians. I'm in the music business, you know, other things, chefs, whatever. You know, these are resources that we have. Some of us like to fish or whatever they, whatever you do, that's a resource. And what she's saying is that whatever resource that we have is very much needed to pour into these young men, into these young women, ladies, women, mm-hmm. for those of you that are, have, a life skill that maybe you can pour into, these young ladies, homemaking skills or whatever skills that you do have. A lot of them have, careers and still are homemakers. I mean, you know, these young ladies need to know how to do this stuff. So it's, you know, it's very much needed in our communities, and she's doing an awesome work with this program here in Brazoria County. But she was telling me that she can go anywhere here in the state of Texas. So for those of you listening to this broadcast, and y'all have been following me for a while, that y'all listen to me, you know, and this programs that I have on my radio station are all based solely on bringing positive change, positive impact in our communities. And so for those of you listening, wherever you are in Texas, because, man, we got a radio station, man. I mean, you can go further than just where I'm at here in Brazoria County. And so she can come wherever you are in Texas. So for those of you that have at-risk youth, individuals in your area, and you're here in Texas, man, and y'all would need someone like her to come and minister and talk to these young people to get them lined in. Laquita, how can they contact you? Can you give them your information, and so that way they'll know, hey, man, I'm liking what she's saying. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm loving what she's talking about. And I would love for someone to come and talk to our youth at our church or at our nonprofit business where we are. You know what I'm saying? About substance abuse, grief, anger management. You know, we want her to come and talk to our youth here, our people, our families. Laquita, share your information with them so they can know how to get in contact with you, please.
Okay. You can reach me at my business cell is 979-267-5688. And also, you can look me up on Facebook at okay. Be Empowered Counseling and Educational Services.
Okay, okay. So, y'all, listen, she's doing a really solid work here. And so, and I believe that this is part of kingdom work because she's connected with God. And you've heard her talk about that when she first started, that God gave her this vision. So, you know, whenever God speaks to us, it's got to be right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with some of the things that you do see and some of the individuals that you're working with, and especially with mental health, and as I'm watching TV and you know, when I'm seeing certain things happen, for those that may be listening to have maybe a family member or loved one in their family, and I saw a segment on the news a while back when a family called for some help, called 911 for some help, and tragically it ended in a very bad way, of course. But if there's one that has a family member, a loved one that has mental health issues, and if that situation should arise, what advice would you give us on that?
Yeah, I would most definitely, if the police has to be called, mm-hmm. I would notify the dispatcher, whoever you're talking to, yeah. that my family member do suffer with whatever that diagnosis okay. is. Okay. So now they're aware. Mm-hmm. And then they may can actually send out, you know, someone maybe that's more skilled, because they used to have mental health deputies back in the day, but mm-hmm. I think they did away with them due to funding.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I think they're bringing them back now because mm-hmm. of the actual situations that are going on with people in that situation, getting killed because of they got a mental health issue and the police is not aware of what's going on.
Right.
So, yeah, I would most definitely encourage family members, let the officer, let the dispatch officer know, hey, my family member is diagnosed with this, and but we need some assistance out here, and we want them to be aware of what's going on before they get here so they can handle, you know, handling them or her in a way that's, you know, more strategically geared towards mental health, you know, so, yeah.
So it's important that if when the call is made to be as informative, give them as much information needed so that way when they arrive on the scene, they'll know exactly, what's going on.
Exactly.
And, okay, that's good to know. That's real good to know.
Yeah, because unfortunately, some family members don't think that's a key. You know, they so used to being around the behavior, and they just assume that others would know. But yeah, I would most definitely let let the officers or the dispatcher know, hey, my family do suffer with bipolar or schizophrenia, whatever that is, that disorder is. That way they'll know that they're not dealing with just a normal person.
Okay. And I see these days also the number of assaults that are happening, students, teachers and other students. And I know, and this is a reality for those of you that have been listening to my programs, y'all know I talk real on here, you know, because you have to speak the truth. You have to get the truth out so that way. When we know the truth, y'all, we can do better, and we'll know how to properly handle things. And so when I'm looking at what's going on a lot now in our schools across the nation at this point, and maybe a teacher, an educator listening to this program right now, and they may be experiencing some things in the classroom dealing with children. Because, you know, we have to realize that some of these kids, they're dealing with stuff at home. And they don't know quite how to deal with this, whatever they're dealing with at home. And when they come to class and they begin to act out or whatever's going on with them, and you have educators that are trying to teach not just that child, but there's a whole classroom, and then there's another class coming after that class, and then you know how, and it just goes on and on throughout the day. So it may be an educator listening to this program right now, and you know, and they may be experiencing this in their classroom. Are there programs, because I don't know, I want to know, you know what I'm saying, and maybe it's an educator listening to this program, they might want to know, are there programs available to help them to be able to know the signs, or when they see the signs, what do I do at that point? Something's going on in the classroom like that. Is there something, or is there some information or something they can know to help them cope with that or deal with that? Or,
you know, I'm not aware of any specific programs, but I know that those are services that I can provide and be empowered, you know, to enlighten educators, or even I think the parents need to be aware, because we're in a pandemic. And a lot of times we feel in all these emotions as well as the children. And a lot of times people not checking in with their children either.
Hey, how
you feeling?
Okay.
You know, because as an adult, I'm thinking, you know what, we never experienced a pandemic, and it's been stressful. A lot of people been losing loved ones. It's a lot of things going on. That's why that specialty for me with grief counseling, I say I got to do this, because a lot of times it's so much going on during this pandemic that a lot of times people don't realize the losses that we as adults feel. Can we imagine what our kids are feeling? And if nobody's checking in with them, then guess what? They go to school, and those behaviors are going to come out in some kind of way. So it's just a matter of, I would say, both parents and teachers working together, if they notice the their child, okay, or the parent, the teacher know that the child is not having a good day or is ongoing behavior that is not normal, mm-hmm, the teacher may need to let the parent know, and they may need to contact someone like myself or mm-hmm contact a counselor to say, hey, we got some things going on, you know, that needs to be addressed. Maybe it can be dealt with in counseling.
So we need to communicate.
Yes, that's it.
All right, yeah. Old school communication, talking, dialogue. Okay, yeah. So y'all, if y'all see something like this, and this is very informative for me just sitting here, and I'm getting this, y'all, some information here today for myself as well. It's helpful for me, is when you see signs, and you're not, a professional in that area. You know, she's a professional in this area. And so, and she even has explained this is what she does. So, you know, educators, you know, you're listening to this program and you see some things happening, and LaQuita says she's educated and she is a professional in this area. She can come in and also help y'all. You know, this is what she does. And so, I know counselor at the school and you have the teachers and everything, and sometimes it's good to bring someone in, mm-hmm, you know, to also bring another perspective. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I always believe that, you know, when you have that old saying, you know, I always believe when, you know, two heads are better than one. In dealing with some issues at times, some situations and everything else, and get other perspectives. You know, let's sit down and let's talk about it and let's see what resolution we can come up with. And so that's why it's very important that services that she provides, y'all, is very important that we take advantage of it. Family. She was talking about family, dealing with the pandemic and the stress of the pandemic and everything else. And, you know, I know we were growing up, we never experienced anything like what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's new for a lot of us. It's new for a whole lot of us. And so I know with the pandemic now and dealing with mental health issues that are going on right now, the services that she provides is very needed, especially with families these days. And so with a family listening to this program right now, you know, maybe some parents listening to what we're talking about right now and they're experiencing some of this stuff at home. But I'm going to ask the question anyway, because this is what I do. I ask the question. So, so family, you're listening to this program and you're listening to what she's talking about, and you have a student, you have a child who is a student, and you're noticing some things at home. And you're trying to deal with this at home. You don't know what to do. Kids not listening. Nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. A lot of yelling going on, but nobody's listening. Okay, what do we do at this point, LaQuita? What do we do when the yelling is going on and we don't know what to do? And so we're not professionals at this. We're not educated on this. Mental health issues. We're not educated on anger management. We're not educated on anything like this. What do we do at this point?
At this point, I believe when you start seeing behavior issues, mm-hmm, in a child that actually normally don't have behavior, yeah, issues, there are some issues underlining those issues. Okay. Right. So you, yeah, have to actually say, wait a minute. And if the child is not open up to the parent, then it's up to the parent to say, hey, you know what? Let me check into some counseling services.
Okay.
And actually, because there's a lot of services out there that help specific children with their behavior, mm-hmm, or actual adolescents or teens, yeah, or what have you. But you want to actually get them into some services if it's continually. Then especially if it's affecting their grades are dropping, mm-hmm, you know, grooming, you paying attention to how they, you know, they're not taking care of their, okay, you know, the hygiene. Some things may be going on there. They may be depressed. Okay. I mean, you don't know what that is, mm-hmm, but you can't just assume that the child is okay, mm-hmm, if it's ongoing. And so I would most definitely tell them either contact me here at Be Empowered Counseling Services, mm-hmm. or look up in your local area, you know, counseling services. They have mental health services here in Brazoria County. They have Gulf Coast Center for Child and Adolescents.
Okay.
You know, in Bay City area, they have Texana, MEHOP. They deal with adolescents and children mm-hmm. services. And so, and of course, Harris County, they have, you know, those services as well. So it's, you know, you have to take it a step further if the behavior is not changing.
So for those of you who listen to this program and you're not in Brazoria County, Harris County, Matagorda County, in the areas where we are here in Texas, there are some services in your area. In Texas, all over Texas, big as Texas is, man, we got there are services here. So you may not be in our area, but there are services where you are, correct?
And also, if they want to contact me, I can help them. I can find the referral from if they in an area that I, you know, didn't mention or is not in Brazoria County.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with doing the research and connecting them with the right people.
Okay. And so I do have listeners, LaQuita, that listen from other states as well. And so this is not just a Texas problem. This is a nationwide problem. This is a worldwide problem. So people listen to me not only here in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, wherever you are. Man, and I know y'all listening to this, man, I said, wow, yeah, people listen to me all over the world. So there are services, I'm pretty sure, where you are. And so I want to reiterate on what she just said on that. There is help wherever you are, and you can reach out. And so I'm pretty sure wherever you are, and she's given that information out already, but I believe this is a good time to get that information out again for those of you who are just now tuning in to this broadcast. So I'm going to let LaQuita share her information again. So you, wherever you are, and you're, like I said, and you're tuning in and you're listening to this conversation and you happen to hear her contact information, and I'm pretty sure wherever you are, she can take the time to help find you some help. If you can't get to her, or if you're not in Texas, but y'all, like I say, y'all listen to me from other parts of the nation or whatever, you know, and I'm pretty sure she will take the time to help find you some help. So LaQuita, give your information out if you would please again.
Okay. My actual number, phone number is 979-267-5688. And if you're on Facebook, you can find me at Be Empowered Counseling and Educational Services.
All right. All right. So, y'all, I'm so glad that we had this time to share this very important service with you all today, because this is very much needed, especially in the times that we're living in, with so much that's going on right now. And I believe that she has a special event coming up. Is that right?
Yes. On Friday, I will be here with the Angerton All Chamber right. of Commerce doing a ribbon cutting ceremony and celebrating 3 years of services.
3 years of service, y'all. And so that ought to let you know something. 3 years of service, and she is still going strong with Be Empowered. And so for those of you that are in our general area here in Brazoria County, Matagorda County, Harris County, Galveston County, here in Texas, if y'all want to come and celebrate with her at this ribbon cutting, can you give them the address here where you are?
Okay, the address is 201 East Myrtle Street, Angleton, Texas, here in Suite 10. We'll be here on Friday at 12 noon celebrating this grand occasion for Be Empowered right. Counseling Services.
And congratulations for your service in being here. And so, man, that's a pretty outstanding achievement, 3 years of doing this service here in the community and other communities with what she does. And so for all of you listening.
Also, can I share with the services?
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think I mentioned the services that I provide.
All right, go ahead.
Currently, I provide anger counseling,
okay,
cognitive behavior therapy. Also, I provide substance abuse assessments and evaluations, mm-hmm, in individuals,
all right,
counseling, as well as I provide mental health awareness.
All right. Man, that's awesome. And she is requesting for anyone listening, and this program has some way, you know, have you really passionate about what she is doing, and you know, this is an awesome work, and it's a solid work that she's doing, kingdom work. And for those of you that have some resources out there, she is open to network as well, for those of you that are like-minded in what she is doing, especially for those of you, man, that have resources that can help her mentor these young men and young women. Y'all let her know, you know what I'm saying? So I told her before, man, I'm all in with what I do, whatever I can do to help, and what she's doing. It's all community driven. It's positive. And so let's try to get on board and let's try to help. And if you know someone that could use her services, anger management, substance abuse, grief counseling, churches,
parenting classes.
Come on, yeah, man, yeah, all of that. You know, y'all give her a call. Churches, man, let's try to get involved with this, especially, you know, for those of us that know that, you know, we know different ones in the in our congregations that maybe can use some help in some way. Let's try to network and let's try to help as much as we can with this. All right. And so, Laquita, is there anything else that you might want to say before we end this session?
No, I just hope that someone out there that, yeah, was listening, that maybe some information was provided, that especially as it relates to the mental health piece,
yeah,
that they can go out and actually, you know, be more aware or get informed on, you know, being aware of your family if, yeah, they're going through something.
Yeah.
Last thing we want to do is be put in a situation the police come and,
right,
something traumatic happened, right, like that. So, right, just if you got a family member that's, you know, suffering from some type of diagnosis and you're not aware of that, take them to the doctor.
Yeah.
Let them get evaluated. Mm-hmm. I was in that situation before with, mm-hmm, a family member.
Yeah.
And because of my knowledge, I was able to get them back to where they needed to be. And the doctors was like, you know, thank God that you got them here, because, amen, COVID actually altered, you know, my sister's mental health. It altered her, she got an infection on the brain because of COVID, mm-hmm, and it caused a paranoia, it caused all, mm-hmm, of this stuff,
all right,
but I knew something was wrong about it, you, mm-hmm, know. And so basically my knowledge and actions on it, now she's back to work. She stayed in the hospital 3 months, mm-hmm, but you know, I got her there in time and they was able to treat it, get, mm-hmm, it stabilized, and now her life is back to normal. So it's just being aware,
yes,
and being informed about things that, you know, as it relates to mental health.
All right. All right. Before I end this session, y'all, one more time, give your information, and that way, because on that note, you know, I would like you to give your information one more time, how they can contact with you, get in contact with you if they need your services.
Okay. And you can reach me at 979-267-5688, or you can find me on Facebook at Be Empowered Counseling and Educational Services.
Well, all right. All right. Laquita, I thank you once again for sharing with us on today. And for those of you listening, I hope that you're doing well. God bless you. And until next time, y'all be safe and be blessed. All right, man. I'll holler at y'all later. All right.